Spirit. Amen.
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 David.
Now.
I want you to know that I'm going to begin this sermon with a rhetorical question. Now that means I'm not asking anybody to answer. I'm just asking everybody to think about it.
Okay.
Okay. So having said that, why did you come to church today? Well, there are a variety of reasons. But let me say right off the bat, why, if you are here, I'm glad you're here. You know, sometimes I come to church on Sundays for the same reason that many of you go to work on Monday mornings. I mean, it's my job. If all other reasons fail me, I show up for the simple reason that is expected of me. You know, many articles have been written and many sermons have been preached on why people do not come to church. But it seems to me that the more relevant topic would be why they do. You know, if you stop and think about it, it is really quite remarkable that people take the time and make the effort to attend church. Why? What compels people to do that? Well, I suspect that beneath the surface reasons are some deeper and more abiding motivations. Our gospel reading is about a group of people who sought to be in the presence of Jesus, and that required some considerable effort. They crossed the Sea of Galilee just to be where he was. But their motivation was less than worthy. You see, Jesus had fed them the previous day, and they actually were hoping for another free meal. Now, please note, Jesus knew that, and he was not offended by it. He understood the importance of food for the body, but he also knew that they needed more than that. And he offered them what he called the food that endures to eternal life. Now, what was true of those people is no less true of you and me. We need food for the body. And most of us get that several times a day. But we also have those deeper needs. And sometimes we are not even conscious of them, but they are there. And it is these needs that brought us to church today and week after week. One of these things is love. We need to be loved. And we need somebody to love. And both of those needs are abundantly met in Christ. His first message to us is that God is love, and we are the objects of that divine devotion. The power behind the universe is not a blind force. It is more akin to a person than anything else, and that person has our best interests at heart. He's not antagonistic. We don't have to win his favor. We already have it. God's love for you and me is unconditional and eternal. We do not earn it and we cannot lose it. Jesus lived and died to tell the human family that we are loved. And this church is his body. It is here for that purpose. When you come to this place, you're going to be loved. It doesn't make any difference who you are. And that's one of the main reasons why I'm here today. Of course I come because it's my job. I come because it's expected of me. But mostly I come because I need someone to love me. And this is the place that reflects the love of Christ. You can't find it anyplace else. He also gives me someone to love. You know, one thing is certain, if you keep close company with Christ, you will never run out of people to love. He loves them all, even you and me. Some of his dear ones are people that nobody else loves. They're dirty and obnoxious, and not at all lovable. But he loves them. And he comes to you and me and he says, "Will you help me love this person?" He is the bread of life. He He meets our very real need to be loved. Another need we have is for forgiveness. Think of how many people through the years have come here week after week, troubled in conscience. They've done something wrong. They've done somebody wrong. If it were possible, they would undo the deed. But it's too late now. The deed is done. The sin is sin. And they cannot change it. Their only hope is for a voice of authority to say, "You are forgiven." And you need to know those are some of Christ's most favorite words. And he says them to anyone who asks for them. Is anyone here today, by any chance, weighed down by a load of guilt and shame? You can leave that burden here. And you can go home without it. All you have to do is accept the forgiveness that Christ offers. He is the bread of life. And there's one other need that Christ meets, and that is the need for truth. You know, this is one of the characteristics of the human family. We're never satisfied with things the way they are. We're constantly questing for truth. If something can be known, we want to know it. One of the things that sets us apart from other animals is our desire for the truth. Think of a boy and his dog. Now, they actually have a lot of things in common. Both of them need food. The boy could make a sandwich and share it with his dog. And they both need love. The boy needs a family and friends. The dog needs to be loved and stroked on the head. But when it comes to truth, there is a parting of the ways. The boy looks up at the stars at night and wonders what they are. Where was I before I was born? How did we get here? What does this all mean? Now, his dog can't do that. The boy thinks about death and wonders what is on the other side. As far as we know, such thoughts never enter a dog's head. Our curious minds will never rest in the face of such realities. And that is the quest of every human being. If you don't know it now, that's what we're looking for the answer to. We human beings are strange creatures. The basic necessities of life are just a small part of our need. Give us food and clothing and shelter, and our hearts will still be hungry. We need so much more than bread. We become lonely and we need love. We sin and we need forgiveness. We are curious and we need truth. You know, human life is a very big proposition. And it would be a shame just to live in one little corner. And tragically, many people do that. They get food for the body and they stop there. But we are capable of so much more. We have the capacity to live and love and be happy. And that is precisely what Christ wants for us. This is why we call him the bread of life. And if we give ourselves to him, he will help us become all that we have the potential to be. So come to church. Feed your minds and fill your heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.